Ooh.
So that was one of the only like weird things about the episode. One of the things I didn't like is just fucking Bill Burr's costume design. The fucking guns are just up near his shoulders.
It would be an odd grab, right?
Yeah.
Because we didn't ever see him like grab those ones, right?
We did. At one point. Yeah. Because he was using the ones I think were on his hips.
Yeah.
For and the then most
like
part, yeah.
Yeah, he I don't know if he ran out or he threw them or whatever and he grabbed them out, but it's like.
But then when they're empty, they're just the and he's running, they're just sitting there flopping.
And not a great design.
It was weird seeing Bill Burr in a, like an action, like a serious
ish role. I mean, he was in Breaking Bad.
I think he was in it, but I never saw him in it. But still, it's like
it was very bizarre.
And like doing action stuff too. Like
yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing is I was wondering is how's the gun thing on his back work?
That was pretty dope.
It was cool, but like how does that work though? Like
space science?
Oh.
It has to like the only thing I could think of is it has to probably be controlled by like where he looks and like, then like it's probably some sort of implant in his head type of
because I was know. Like that's cool shit to have that but I was like
yeah
I kept switching my opinion on whether I liked his character or I wanted to see him get shot in the face like it kept going
he did play a very good asshole
yeah I kind of the whole entire time just wanted to watch him get shot in the face unfortunately he doesn't spoiler.
God damn, Joe.
I know, right? Saying spoiler after I spoiled it.
He lives.
Yeah, fucking monster.
Oh, excuse me.
No, who doesn't live, though? The fuckers at the end of the episode.
The fuckers at the end of the episode.
Yeah, they,
I was so happy when he was like, what's this? I was like, ah, bitch!
Got him!
You got him!
Got him!
And the fact that it was three X-Wings that come out of hyperspace, and they're just like, yeah, that's where the transmitters come from. We're just
three X-Wings with cameo appearances in them.
Who was it all? I don't remember.
So Dave Filoni was one of them, the first one. And then the other two were two of the directors from the show.
Okay, I wouldn't have got that.
I don't know who Dave Filoni is.
The executive producer and creator of Clone Wars.
Oh, okay.
And Resistance and Rebels.
That's pretty dope cameos then.
Yeah.
It just it looks like they're launching a weapon. I was like, ooh, yeah, they are. Yeah, you better fucking blow them up.
Yep. Get them.
I didn't think we were going to see X-Wings in the show. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's what was pretty cool.
Yeah, man.
Even that one guy was like, are those X-Wings? He starts running away. Jim pointed out that guy played the exact same role as he did in Sons of Anarchy, basically. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Because he's good at that type of role, I guess.
That's what that guy should always play. He's fucking great in those types of roles.
I just wish that this episode would have pushed... That's the one gripe that I'm starting to get a little bit more about these episodes, is that they're more Monster of the Week type things. I get it. Within like that universe, within this timeline, that the Mandalorian is just trying to find work so that he can try and make money, and trying to get wherever he's trying to go.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we only have two episodes left, and they're so far not moving the plot along of like who this kid is, what the remnants of the Empire wanted him for, really. And there's no real like bad guy that we know of that he's being chased by or anything like that. So that's what I'm kind of starting to just like, come on, episodes, just like give me something a little bit more than just what's going on in this episode. Give me something at like the last one, you saw a little bit of a glimpse of somebody, you know, over the dead body of that one assassin chick at the end of the episode, and it's like, cool, that's a little bit more. I want to see what's that about. But so far they're not doing anything there.
Yeah.
And so along those points, I'm starting to get a little bit sick of this. Like, I just want to see more of the overarching story of what's going on, not just these day-to-day type things that's happening.
Well, I'm going to let you know, not spoiler, not going to help that at all. Well, I mean, a little bit. Like I said, there's a little bit of story, but you get to meet some more people. Mm-hmm. But safely to say, it's not that person you see standing over the body in episode 5.
Yeah.
Or chapter 5. But you do get to see who he's been chased, who's been chasing him. I'll tell you that.
So, like you said, it gives a little bit.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Like I said last night at Wings, chapter 8, not going to be a goddamn bit of closure.
It doesn't feel like it. And that's the other thing that sucks about this. It doesn't feel like this season which is only 8 episodes long, is going to come to any type of closure at all, which means that we're going to be waiting until late next year.
We don't know yet. Yeah.
More than likely sometime late next year, I would say, especially if they haven't even officially started announced that they're shooting anything right now for next season.
Yeah, not that I've seen.
They're shooting.
Are they? They were starting pre-production on...
Favreau posted pictures a while back of on set.
So maybe we'll get it a little bit earlier than what time we got it now.
Well, maybe. Season.
Maybe, I'm saying. I mean, maybe.
Luckily, the good thing about it is they have everything they need to make this season.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know, but apparently Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni has been working on this season and getting to where they are over the last 3 years.
Wow.
And, like, Pedro Pascal has said that there's many scenes where he's not in the armor. It's a stand-in, and he just does voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that almost a year ago.
Wow.
So
with all that stuff in place, the next season should
hopefully be a little faster. Yeah. Yeah. And then obviously he'd written everything. And then they had to find the directors and things like that, and obviously cast stuff like that. But it's like, okay, all right. Well, you have a lot of that in place, so
hopefully we get more episodes next season as well.
Yeah, 8 is
just
not enough.
It seem like a lot, especially when some of them are only 30 minutes long, then you get others that are like 40 something minutes
long.
Some
are 26 minutes long.
Yeah, 26 minutes long.
Damn yous.
I'm fine with the inconsistency of story length of the episodes, because that just means that you're not trying to pad out something that can only be, you know, 26 minutes long or something like that, a story that can only be 26 minutes long. But I do want to see more episodes rather than just 8. As far as the last episode goes, too, I think it was the weakest of the episodes so far.
I'll say this, though.
I didn't really care for any of the characters, or even, like, because, like Tim pointed out last night, in the first episode, we saw, like, a badass bounty hunter who, like, literally gets a dude chopped in half. But at the end of this episode, it looks like he's literally stalking these people by the end of the episode. Like, he's going to Freddy Krueger them. And no, they all end up imprisoned at the end instead of dead, which is what they should have been.
Yeah, it's weird that he chose those guys to live when he's not really been so forthcoming with everything else. Yeah.
It almost seems like those characters are going to make a comeback at some point.
It could be.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be the last episode.
No, it doesn't feel like it's going to be.
They're going to be later on. I mean, the thing about that is, like, Jesus Christ, Mike, that was so loud. maybe we should have left his mic plugged in before. What happens in this one, again, like I said, doesn't really explain a whole lot. And obviously there's some history with, like, in chapter 6, the one that we're talking about, there's history with the dude that brings him in, right? Mm-hmm. The Twi'lek chick, obviously, used to be weirdly romantic, I guess?
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
Which, how do you have a relationship with a guy that never takes his helmet off?
Well, that doesn't matter.
Doesn't mean he can't take his pants off.
I don't know.
There's a cod piece for a reason.
I don't know what their
anatomy
their
is.
Religion is. Or anatomy.
He has two helmets.
Yeah.
Right?
So, you know, there's that, and there's obviously some bad blood between Mando and the brother.
Yeah.
As well as, you know.
The brother, yeah.
Because, like,
there definitely was bad blood there.
Because he definitely, I mean, he could have brought them all back and let them all die on that ship. Granted, they're going to be taken into rebellion, or the new empire, or the new republic's control, because they're locked in that cell.
Yeah.
But it's like, also, like, he knew exactly what was going to happen when he gave that SOS beacon to, tucked it in his pants.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he knew it was going to happen. Like, there wasn't no, like, I love the fact that he's just leaving right when they jump in.
They jump in, and
he's
just like, completely ignore him. He's just like, ooh.
You have to, like, dodge them.
Yeah.
Too.
And he's like, out the way. But did you, there's another cool cameo in that one before that, though, and it's the guard, the only human that was on the prison transport.
I didn't catch who that was.
I didn't know who it is either. He looked familiar, but I didn't know why. That's the voice of Anakin from the animated cartoon.
Oh, okay.
From the Clone Wars.
I never watched any of that stuff, so I never looked into it.
But that's because he's worked with Filoni for so long that he's like dropped him in. He's done some other things, but that's his like kind of link to the whole Star Wars thing, which is pretty cool. And then the last thing I'll say about the new episodes since you haven't seen it is a boatload of returning characters.
Okay.
And the name of the episode is fucking amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen why they released it early?
So the only reason why is because there's a sneak preview of...
I was kind of right last night.
Sort of, yeah. It has
just in a dumb way.
Yeah, it makes no sense, but I think truly if they didn't want to have it released on the day that Star Wars released, they wanted to put it out early, so there's no... Like, there's nothing... Like, the sneak peek gives you nothing. Mm-hmm. It's one clip and then, like, a little bit of another one, but that's literally it. It's nothing.
It's not attached to the episode, yeah.
It's literally you play it, and then it says, like, when you come up, the banner on Disney Plus, which is Mandalorian, Chapter 7 now streaming, and then there's a pop on it right there that has the poster for Episode 7, or Episode 9, and it says, sneak peek, found in extras. And so when you go into Mandalorian, you go to the extras, there's the Mandalorian trailer, and then there's a sneak
figured
peek.
You don't want to release two things on the exact
That's
same
what
day.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Which well, is, see, last night I was sense. Hoping for, because we know that the events of the Mandalorian, or at least we've been hinted at, that some of it affects the episode 9. So I was hoping that, like, the reason why they're pushing back this, or, yeah, pushing this episode forward is because there's something in this episode that you might recognize at least from episode 9.
Maybe.
Something.
There may be, but I don't know what it is.
But I was expecting it to be like a little bit more, you know, dun dun dun.
Yeah, no, because I don't think it has to do directly with episode 9. I think it has to do with the whole thing's going to end with some kind of reveal that's to do with the newer trilogy.
Uh huh.
That's all I can think of, because they're going to link some, because they're when you see it, there's something that happens at the end where I was like, well, I see things are changing.
Gotcha.
And it's not changing for the good. Mm. It's very bad.
Okay.
But it's, it's interesting because, like, the reason I texted you fucking Mandalorian is because when it ends, it fucking ends on, like, a huge cliffhanger.
Like a Sopranos cut to black.
Yeah. No, not that bad. No. If anything, it's a Star Wars fade to a circle, but, it's, so the episode's Chapter 7, The Reckoning.
Uh-huh.
And... holy shit. Like, that's all I'm going to say. Because episode 8 is going to be... or chapter 8 is going to be fucking insane.
Gotcha.
Like, I'm hoping with how that episode ends and the things that happened in the episode, I was just like, well...
being the season finale, it has to have, like, at least a good something. Lot of action and something in it. You're not going to just have another episode like we've had, which is more of a day in the life of a Mandalorian type thing, and then just be like, okay guys, peace out, see you next year.
Yeah, and it's to your point, there's that the you want to know who's been chasing him.
Yeah,
because you get mentions of it, you're gonna find out.
Okay. Yeah,
you're gonna find out. It's interesting.
Okay.
But it, like, it's the it feel like they're like, I was like, oh, they're gonna wrap a lot of stuff up in this episode leading in something. No, they didn't. It was a big old, hey, remember that time you wanted answers? Fuck. Tune in next week, buddy.
You got lost. Fuck.
There's no smoke monster. Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah. But anyhow, boom. Yeah. That's that weirdly sort of rate recap preview of chapter 7. But what I wanted to bring up, I texted, but you missed it because you're at work and we texted way too much.
Yep.
I want us all to pick, and it doesn't have to be separate, it can be the same, but I would like to do what Joe wants to do, and he wants to try to pick a movie that we learn nothing about, so we go in blind as possible to it. And the reason I brought this up on the text is because tomorrow because tomorrow is when Star Wars officially goes out. I think that's what they're going to attach it to, but there's going to be the first teaser, a full real teaser for Tenet, the new Christopher Nolan movie. I think it's going to be attached to Star Wars as the IMAX release, and maybe on large format like Cine One. And they released photos, which I've refused to look at. And luckily, even like the articles, all they show is the poster, which is Tenet, the Donald Meary and stuff. But I would like, I want to see if we can at least try to, it doesn't have to be Tenet. I think I'm going to pick Tenet. I figured you'd be one of that.
For that, yeah.
And try to do as, like, find out as little as possible about it going into it. Like, I don't, I'm going to try to avoid watching trailers, especially not in theaters. Like, if it's not in a theater, I'm not going to fucking, like, shut my eyes and start humming. I'm not going to be a fucking, you know, weirdo in the theater. But I will close my eyes and try not to listen, because I want to try, like, I'm going to try my best. I won't be watching when they release the trailers on here. I won't be looking at behind-the-scenes photos. I want nothing. I want to know nothing about it when I go in. I want to try to see what it's like to be one of these fucking people who doesn't pay attention to anything and just goes to a movie, because I don't know how they live. And we talk about it all the time.
We do.
Where we're in a theater and someone goes, oh, blah, blah, like, and it's like, how do you not fucking know? And then I realize, oh, you probably don't go on the internet and read stuff and watch stuff, you know what I mean? It's like, you're the closest person I know to that, but you're not dumb when it comes to that stuff. You know things.
Yeah, I still see things. I'll still, you know, I'll be browsing Kotaku, Gizmodo, something like that, where it's just like, hey, this new Nolan movie, this is the technology or something like behind it.
Yeah.
And then read about it or, you know, whatnot.
So I'm trying to actively avoid all of it for that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not that, the only other thing I was thinking, but the new Jordan Peele movie doesn't come out until 2021, so I can't do that one.
That'd probably be a really good one. To go into not knowing anything about it.
Because I like the fact that you only got those two trailers, and I don't think there was anything else really that came out for it. There might have been TV spots,
but the only other thing that I can think of, and it wasn't even like trailer-wise, it was the guests for the premiere were sent the scissors.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck are those scissors?
Well, and the poster had the scissors on it, too.
And the
poster
had the scissors on it, too. And you were just sitting there going, what the fuck is the meaning of those goddamn scissors?
Yeah, so because I remember going to watch it, and even said at the end, I was like, holy shit, like, I had no idea that's what that was about.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, there's no way, and if anyone says they did, they're a fucking liar. There's no way you can guess what the movie was actually about.
Right.
Like, if you watch those trailers, like, oh, yeah, that's, yeah, they're just doppelgangers that live in a weird underground world that are somehow connected to us. And
but to find out then that the wife at the beginning was actually the doppelganger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the shit? Fuck? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no way anyone could guess if that was going to happen from watching those trailers.
Mm-hmm.
But that was probably the most blind I've ever gone into a movie, because not because I actively didn't watch anything,
but he did such a good job of not telling you the story.
Thank you very much. The trailers didn't give you shit other than the fact that something bad's happening.
Yeah.
And like, you saw glimpses of, like, for the most part, you didn't even know, like,
the trailers were even more of like, this is going to be a horror movie and that's all we're going to tell you about.
Yeah. You saw like the kid with the mask, but that's all you really saw of him. You didn't see anything else. You didn't know it was the same kid.
Yeah.
Just with a burnt face and, like, you know, like, you're like, didn't see that. You're like, oh, like, is this like her sister and her fucked up family? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, and so it was really cool to go. So I kind of want to try that just as an experiment with us. And I think Tenet, I mean, if Mike wants to agree, like, that movie would probably be the easiest to do.
Yeah, Tenet will be the easiest because Nolan doesn't
really shit
or show anything. Yeah. Like, even like Dunkirk, it was like
Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Like, remember that first trailer? Like, Dunkirk. Water.
Yeah.
A ship, smoke, Dunkirk.
Even like the main trailer didn't give you like a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And like, with Dunkirk, I mean, unfortunately, I didn't know about it because I didn't know the story of Dunkirk. I knew Dunkirk was a thing. I just didn't know the history of Dunkirk because I'm kind of an asshole when it comes to just anybody but me. So like, I didn't know half of the shit that went down in Dunkirk. And since then, I watched that documentary he talked about, and I was like, well, now I feel bad because Dunkirk seemed like a pretty shitty thing that happens, you know, that happened. But it was like, it was cool because, like, that was refreshing. Like, I didn't know like enough about it. So I was like, oh my God, I'm shocked. Mm-hmm. Like, literally shocked at what the things were happening in this movie. But then, like, obviously, the characters that were in it were amazing. All the actors were fucking phenomenal in it. And you felt it. And it was really cool.
Yeah.
But then, like, something like Interstellar, I was grabbing everything I could just to watch, like, what the fuck are we going to get? Like, and, like, it didn't ruin the movie for me. Because the movie, I mean, again, Nolan does a really good job of not telling you shit about it.
Yeah.
So all I knew is it took place in space. But, I mean, it's called Interstellar. So if it didn't, I'd be really fucking confused.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I just think it'd be cool if we just tried, and if we all want to agree on Tenet, yeah, kind of going blind on it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're, like I said, we're probably going to see a trailer in the theaters, which I'm completely fine with. But knowing Nolan, we're probably going to, you've seen the teaser, right? You've seen the teaser? Yeah. Yeah. We saw it in front of something. I can't remember. But that's, I'm kind of hoping that's kind of where it just kind of goes. Like, maybe glimpses of who's in the movie. Because at this point, I've done so little research, I don't even know who's in the fucking movie.
No, literally, I just know that it's Nolan that directed it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nolan's at that level, too, where you can just do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's just like, yep. And, like, studios are like, yeah.
Yeah, just go for it.
Go forth. You made a war movie no one knew they wanted, and then it did, like, millions of dollars. So,
yeah.
Go about your business, sir.
Yeah.
Because at this point, you think studios are even, like, at this point, like, he's probably under contract with somebody right now for like a first look deal or whatever.
Probably.
But it's like, do they even to fucking look at it? There's like, oh, what do you got? You got an idea? Here's buttload money. Of money. Here's a fucking American Express black card. Just do what you need to. Just let us know who you need meetings with. And actually, we probably don't have to do that. You can do that yourself. Like, just go about your business. We'll rake up the money later. You know what I mean? Like, how could he not at this point?
Yeah.
I mean, he made a sci-fi movie that is regarded as being a really good movie. And that's a fucking feat nowadays.
Right.
Because really good sci-fi movies get shit on.
Yeah.
Because they're sci-fi movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so it's like, at this point, you might as well just like, yeah, like, why not let him do what he needs to?
He's got an interesting, catalog of movies, too. Just so fucking fantastic, from superhero movies to sci-fi movies to just almost like documentary type movies. Historical movies. It's such a weird, just a back catalog of films that he has. And that's why I love him so much. He's just such a good director.
My favorite thing about him is, like, in his movies, you'll see something that you haven't seen before or haven't seen, like, on that kind of scale. Like, the thing that
still you think you should have, though.
Yeah, like, Inception. That hallway scene where they're jumping off the corners.
Yeah.
Like, or the first time I saw that, I was like, I've never seen this in a movie before. And people were like, oh, it's kind of like The Matrix. Like, I heard, I was like, no, dude, you're not watching. Like these are real environments that they're interacting with, and it's all there. And they're just like, it was so mind-bending. Like, when it came out and I bought the Blu-ray, like, I didn't watch the movie. I went to that scene and I just watched it over and over again. I was like, I don't know how they did this. And then they released how they made it.
Yeah.
And it's literally, they built that hallway to rotate so they can jump around. I was like, that's fucking crazy.
Right.
And it was really, like, in the grand scheme of the movie, not that important. Like, they didn't have to go that big with it. Like, they didn't have to go that crazy with that scene to convey what was going on. And like, Interstellar did shit with sound in a movie that I've never seen before or heard before.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out it's a spoiler, it's a time travel movie,
right?
You're like, what the fuck? Like, you had no idea going into it that that's what it was about. And like, the slow reveal, and it wasn't just like a time travel. It was like, they're giving you hints the entire fucking time.
And you're not paying attention to them the right way. And you're like, oh shit.
And it's it makes you feel so dumb when you watch it the second time. You're like, how did I, it's like, remember like Book of Eli?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they had the reveal and you're like,
of course he's fucking blind. Why wouldn't I see that?
I remember thinking, I was like, that doesn't work. He wasn't blind. Watch it again. You're like, he was blind the whole fucking time. They didn't cheat once, dude. Mm-hmm. Like,
he never looked at anybody, like nothing.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I like about Nolan, because there's always something in his movies where you're, even if you don't love the movie, there's something in there that like kind of pushes the limits of what you think's capable in a movie, whether it's sound, whether it's how things are shot, whether it's how the story is delivered. Like, there's crazy shit in his movie. So yeah, he's at that point where it's like, oh, Nolan made a movie? let's go see that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Fun.
So I will say we'll do Tenet as best as possible.
Yeah.
And obviously it's, you know, gentleman's rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will
try to be a gentleman.
It'll kill me to not, like, because I'll see something like, nope, 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 don't press.
And, like, we've talked about this before, but I thought Endgame shouldn't have released a trailer. I thought that would have been fucking amazing if Endgame was just like, hey, Avengers Endgame.
And done. You already know.
Like, come a 10-second spot.
Yeah.
Give the release date and the logo.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that would have been so badass, but they're scared.
The Disney machine always pumps out so much just to get, like, the word out. But it's like, at that point, do you need to, though?
We're never going to see another, you know, over a decade worth of storytelling, you know?
Like, not that gonna, same way, no.
Not in that scale. So, yeah. But I just wish somebody would be like, here's it. Well, remember when J.J. Abrams released that
Super 8?
No, the Netflix movie that dropped, no one knew about.
Oh, the Cloverfield Paradox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I want more shit like that. Like,
or just like, surprise.
Hey, there's this movie and here it is. You know what Fair, I mean?
Yes. Okay, from that perspective, yes. You just want to, like, yeah, some time ago it was announced that they were doing it and then suddenly it was just like, oh yeah, no, it's here.
News on it? Yeah, yeah. They're like, here you go.
Here you go, yeah. It's here. Yeah. Go watch it now.
Yeah.
They knew that it was a crap movie, so they just...
I mean, well, that lended to it, but it was cool to have that kind of moment, like, oh, here's the
the excitement of it. It was like, what is this new fucking J.J. Abrams movie? Just out, like, that's awesome.
Well, it's like as of recording today, December 18th, Mark Miller is releasing a thing called Project Xmas. It's a new comic book that. I now know, Joe now knows what it is, but no one leading up to this knew what it was. All they showed for cover art was what looked to be a present, like it was wrapped with a bow, and it had a little tag that says, from Mark Miller and Netflix. And all he would tell us is it's a sequel to a beloved Miller World story. That's all we had for it. And literally, even the solicits to go out to the comic book stores to order it, never listed, it was just Project Xmas, and that it had a cover A, cover B, cover C, and cover D. Hmm. And then, like, that was it. And Frank quietly did the cover B, and he had a black and white variant for cover C, and that was it. No pictures of what it was, just the present. Hmm. And it was this whole thing. Is like, I texted Ken, and I was like, Ken, the fuck, what's going on? He's like, we got him in, and he's like, they're literally wrapped.
Oh,
And I was like, that's fucking rad. I was like, okay. I mean, it was something cool like that. But, like, even with Robert Kirkman, when he released Die, 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 mm-hmm. with Chris Burnham, they did the same thing. They didn't give companies, like, they didn't give shops the ability to order that book. They just matched what you were getting on Walking Dead. Yeah. And that's what you got in stock. Like, there was no even a solicit for it. There was just, like, it just showed up.
Oh, shit.
And they're like, new Kirkman book. And a lot of shops were fucking pissed. Because a lot of people, like, Walking Dead still sells really well.
Yeah.
But it's not as high as it was before. So a lot of people have waned off of it.
So if you're not ordering that much of The Walking Dead anymore.
Exactly.
You're not going to get a whole lot of this comic.
Yeah. And so I was like, well, that's a ballsy move, but Kirkman's whole thought process was, I want no anticipation going up to it. I want people to walk into their comic shop because it's so hard to do now and see something new and fresh and just pick it up.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and it's true. It's hard because, like, now, weeks ahead of time, you'll know what's coming out when it's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You usually get cover art and things like that. But it's like, he just fucking puts this book out with, obviously, him as an all-star writer, Chris Burnham as an all-star illustrator, and he's just like, oh yeah, here's this new book. No one knew we were working on. Mm-hmm. Like, we just kept it beyond, like, he has the ability because he runs Image Comics, but, like, to not promote a book with those two names on it is kind of insane.
Yeah, it's very ballsy.
Yeah. And it paid off because the first issue not only sold out so fast, Ken didn't even have anything to put on the fucking shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it literally went in everybody's box that got either Oblivion Song or Walking Dead. And he's like, we don't even know if they're doing a second pressing yet.
Yeah.
So he's like, what the fuck do we do? And so he's like, yeah, people are calling up and like, can I get this book? And he's like, I don't have any to give to you. So you're welcome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. But yeah, it's interesting to, it's kind of a interesting kind of thought process of like this day and age with information age, can we find a way to be surprised by something?
Yeah.
You can be surprised in a moment in a movie. You can be surprised in a moment in a TV show. But there's so much out there. Like, Chapter 7 of Mandalorian dropped this morning, right? Mm-hmm. 2 days early. But it was announced by as Mike would say, happy. But Jon Favreau tweeted about it yesterday. So people would know. But right away, I watched it. And I just jumped on YouTube to see it. And there was already 3 videos popped up, and not even my subscribed stuff, just the suggested stuff, already 3 videos about the... I was like, how the fuck did you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I got up at 8. Well, I got up a little before 8, and it wasn't even there yet. I had to refresh Disney Plus, and then it popped up. I was like, mm-hmm. How the fuck did you have these videos done? I just finished watching it. Yeah, I took 2 minutes to watch the sneak preview of episode 9. But I was like, which, by the way, the sneak preview, if you watch it, confusing as shit.
Really?
It is the most out of context scene you could possibly imagine. I'm guessing there's more to that scene, like before and after it. But the snippet they give you is like a big, like, hey, cool. Have fun.
Right.
You know, and it's like, oh, like, all right. Thanks for that sneak preview.
Right.
That shows nothing. Like, thank you for not showing, like, spoiling something. Like, apparently one of the TV spots apparently has a spoiler or something in it, which I've avoided watching. But I was like, this, I was like, I'm kind of apprehensive, but then
Star
I saw...
Star Wars is too smart to put spoilers out on the TV spot.
I think that's true as well.
They have to be, yeah.
But it's like, because, like, when the whole, like, when that first big trailer came out and you saw Rey in the dark cloak with a double-plated light, it was like, oh, God, she falls. I'm like... Bro,
she doesn't. God, bro, damn it, guys.
Bro, be smarter than this. I mean, I'd like to say
have
be
we
smarter
not
than
learned
this, but
anything from the Marvel movies,
right? Like, they're coming from the House of Mouse. They're fucking way too smart to give you all that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They're gonna
too many intelligent people that just want to fuck with you.
Yeah, they're way smarter than anybody else right now, and they're gonna give you just enough for you to be like, shit. You know what I mean? Like, they're not gonna be like, oh, here's everything,
right?
You know. Mr. X like a motherfucker, like it's ridiculous. Anyhow. Speaking of ridiculous. Comes naturally, we are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, I think we're done for this episode.
Yeah,
I think anything else?
No. We're gonna call this one a Mandalorian short.
Mandalorian short. Welcome. Jesus Christ, Joe, it's so fucking loud.
Is it fucking loud?
I'm so
sorry.
Loud.
I apologize.
You were so good about peeling it very quietly, you could barely hear it, and then to end it, I was like, Jesus Christ. And then this fucking guy, wow, just being a straight old dick.
People real upset.
Anyhow, that's it for this week's episode, everybody. Again, comes at you, we are
Joe,
Mike,
I'm Cody, and you fuckers just came naturally.
Merry Christmas.